Now, you might remember earlier on this month, Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy was in the seat for this programme and did an interview about a sign for a landmark site near Tralee indicating the alleged grave of mythical Queen Scotia had gone missing. Filmmaker Bertie Brosnan raised the issue to Kerry County Council, who stated it's investigating its disappearance. Scotia's grave is a rock feature located on the short mountain route between Tralee and Castlemaine, and according to mythology, the site is the burial place of ancient Venetian Queen Scotia, who died there in a battle with the Tuatha De Danann. Well, I spoke to Bertie Brosnan with the news coming through that the sign has been replaced. Okay, Bertie, it was back at the start of this month when you were urging, obviously, the council to investigate and find out what happened to the sign at Scotia's grave. What's the update on it?
The update is that the sign is restored. A new sign is in place now. I went up and saw it myself, got a picture and a video and stuff, and that is the update. You know, we have to look at Kerryman and yourselves as well. We're a part of the whole package in terms of, like, putting a bit of pressure on. And fairness, now the Tralee councillors did. It sounds to me like the Tralee councillors just went and did it immediately. That's the kind of information that I have anyway.
Okay, so they got it done. They recognise this was taken away. It had been there for years, and obviously someone decided to remove it.
I won't say, it looks like that, but I can't say for 100% sure. It definitely looks that way, but I won't say for 100% sure, you know?
Sure. Okay, yeah. Okay. But it's a vitally important site in terms of our mythology, our history, our culture as well, that people will be able to visit it and know where it is.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, I was just saying to one of my friends there this morning, at the gym, and I was saying, look, it's a very special place for me. I mean, I know, like, people are saying, oh, congratulations, but it's just like, order is restored, really. Like, that's how we grew up. That's how my father kind of grew up as well. Like, you know, it was our story. It's important people find us. It's not going to be, there's not going to be busloads of people going up there. It's too difficult. But just for the people that do want to go up there, that they don't get lost.
Yeah. And that was the key thing about it. Like, there was some signs in the environment, but this sign in particular would just really affect people's ability to find it. To know where
100%.
They were.
Yeah, they were going straight past it. Like, you wouldn't know. I mean, sometimes even for myself, you know, you're not going up there every day. Like, you know, you need to kind of just have that indication. It's a very windy road. It's a tight road. You could miss it easily. You can miss that gate very easily if you don't have the sign.
Yeah, 100%. And this sign, it was the council that went in and just pulled it up there and have restored it now.
It seems that way. It seems that way. I think now, I'm not 100% sure. There's one particular councillor that I heard was contacted, Sam Locke. I'm not sure, was it him or was it someone else or was it a team of people that got involved? I did contact the Tralee municipality and also the Kerry County Council as well. So that's who I was in contact with.
Yeah. Okay, but there's more need to be done to recognise the site and recognise the area and tell the story, perhaps?
I think personally the gate could be cleaned up a bit, and also maybe inside. The other problem that people have is that they're going the wrong way once they get inside, because the pad isn't being used as much. It's a little bit overgrown. I definitely think there should be some sort of signage just to let people know a little bit about the history, or at least just point them in the right direction.
Yeah, a plaque, information, the story of
something
the Gaels
like
landing in Ireland and the Tuatha De Danann, yeah, and all that, the mythological side of it.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, actually, before the summer's out, I'm going to try to replicate how we used to go up there as kids. Like, we used to go up there first on a summer's day. We start in Manor Village and head up from there. I'm actually going to do a video for my YouTube channel, kind of doing like a vlog to show people if they want to do it. I always recommend, it's a hard enough day, but you should walk up from town rather than, because it's hard to park up there.
Yeah. To make, in other words, make an outing of it, go on foot.
Yes.
Pick a good day and set off in plenty of time. How much time would it take you to get from there, Bertie, do you think?
To do a proper outing, you need a half day over and back. Now, if you want to stay up there for the day, you can easily do that. But if you have a half day, you can easily do it. Now, I would recommend to everybody, high vis, make sure you're safe on the roads, because the roads were a lot quieter when we were doing it back in our time. It's a lot busier now, so you have to be careful, obviously, and just always have your wits about you.
Okay, all right, but good news that the sign is back anyway.
Absolutely, I'm absolutely delighted with it. I can't wait to get up there now again.
Okay, brilliant. Bertie, listen, thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning about that.
No problem. Thanks a million, Jerry.
It's filmmaker and history enthusiast Bertie Bosman with good news there about the sign for Scotia's Dead, an important site in terms of Ireland's history and heritage.